It is Thursday, July 6th, 2006, and this is Will.
And Denise.
Live from Jacksonville at the convention site.
Max's doggy food.
We're getting ready to feed the dogs.
He's
here.
He's got a pill in his bag. Oh, you hungry? What? Say mama. Hey, that's not mama. Ah, sit. Mama. Oh, are you enjoying the convention so far? What? Hey.
And it hasn't even started yet, and he's having fun.
Hang on a minute, no.
Okay.
Or did you rip your bag open
for me? You already opened it for me.
No, I mean to rip it down the side so it becomes...
Oh, no. I didn't open it down the side yet. Let me get on this side here. I'm going to sit on the bed and let Max eat. But we got started at 5:30 this morning. We got up at 5. We got things in order, and we were on the road by... What was it, 5:45, Denise?
Oh, yeah, we were at 5:40. We were at it pretty quick.
I'm just...
You better eat that pill, too, buddy.
Opening this bag for Max here. He's getting ready to eat, and the boy just drooled on my damn leg.
Shit. Boy, good boy, Max.
I mean, not Max. All right, go ahead and eat.
Put that on the blind cool tag. Your language block.
It's not going on blind cool tag. It's going on our site.
Ha.
Well, what I can do is I can beep out the language. So the beeps that you heard with some four-letter words, all right? So there you go. I have sound for it here. I can do that.
Our blind tech, cool tech friends would like to hear that too.
I bet so. If you want to hear the unedited version, you can go to...
Oh, you ate it.
LOTE.WILANDDENISE.com. That's how you can get to our uncensored cast.
Good boy.
But for those that are hearing the beeps, well... That's what happened. Hold on. What?
Will's a gutter snipe.
Yes, I am.
Make sure he ate his pill.
I am. Well, what we're going to do... Well, actually, we got up and added at 5 this morning. We got up and running and on the road about 5:45. Yes, he ate it.
Let me see. We had a nice trip down here.
Yes, we did.
Stopped and had breakfast at Shoney's in Statesboro.
Which is about 90
Georgia.
Miles from my house.
We don't have Shoney's at home anymore.
No, we don't. But after that, we got back on the road and we got here.
Drink some water.
We got here to Jacksonville about 1.
Go drink. You aren't going to pee on the podcast, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm coming in here to wipe my leg off.
Oh,
just got to find the rag here.
Because you can't put that on blind cool tech neither.
That's right. I cannot put that on there. I wouldn't feel right doing it.
That would be disrespectful.
I'm just going to find the rag here.
Left on the wall. Right. Right some more.
Is that one?
There's one on top.
Yeah, okay. Got to wipe my leg off.
My
Max jeweled. Anyway, we got here about, and checked into the hotel about 1:30.
You won't be working, dog.
What we're going to do is we're going to give you a tour of the hotel. We're going to get ready and take the dogs down the park. Then we're going to come up and let's see what time is it now. We've got to pick up our packets between 6 and 8. And right now it's 5:41.
Oh, we can park them and come pick up our packets.
Okay, then we can walk back up here. Our room is on the 16th floor, by the way.
We're at 1652.
Yeah, 1652.
We have a river view room. Very nice.
Really, really nice room. And got a nice view. Of course, I can't see it, but Denise can.
I can.
And what I'm about to do, what we're going to do is, I'm going to see if I can get Denise to describe to you what she sees out the window here. After you harness the dogs up there, Denise, how about describing to the listeners what you see out the window here?
Okay, as best I can.
You do pretty good.
Good boy,
that's
Max.
Why you wanted the room. You do pretty good.
Oh, I hear seagulls.
I do too.
Wow. All right, I'll harness tight in a minute.
Okay, go over there and open up the door and let people get sound from what's going on out here. Go and open up the window there, or the curtain there. And grab that handle.
Which handle?
On the left there.
Oh.
Open door. Okay. And I'm up right here by Denise. And now I'm looking outside.
I'm not even sure which river we're on, but I guess we'll find out.
This is the St. John's River.
Ah. There's some pretty gray clouds straight ahead in the sky. We're expecting some kind of storms. But there's the river, and I see a big boat to my left, and there's a few little boats out there. I'm assuming those are boats because I see the trail in the water behind them. You know how a boat leaves a little wake? And then across the river, there are, I see four tall buildings. One directly across from us, it's taller than the others. It just looks like a bunch of buildings over there. And I think we can take a ferry across there, can't we?
We can for $3 both ways.
That might be what's coming in, coming straight toward us. There looks like a big old boat.
Let me stick my head out here and lean over. There's a rail here because this is a patio door.
You just can't go out on the balcony.
Yeah, you can't walk out on the back balcony. And if you listen, you can actually hear it. That is the one off to your left in your stereo field.
It's working its way. That's a little fairy.
It's working its way across. You hear the stereo field changing. And he's working his way to my right, which is what you're hearing. And he seems like he's moving out some.
A little bit.
I think the dock is down over here off to the right.
It must be.
I'm still looking straight down, so you got the stereo field of where he is. He's way out to the right now.
I don't know unless it goes down farther. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but I hear traffic off to my right.
There's a bridge that goes over the river. That's where the traffic is.
I thought so. But this is a real nice room here. We checked in about 1:30. Got things all set up.
Unfortunately, they didn't have the refrigerator in here for me like they told me they would.
And the internet connection. It is a web page, but you can't just click on the link to agree, you know, for the $9.95 a day charge. What you actually have to do is you have to use your mouse pointer to do it. So you have to route your JAWS cursor or mouse pointer to your cursor there and go down to where it says I agree, left click once, and then you're off and running on the net. So that's a bit of a pain in the butt. But other than that, everything else is good here. Denise and I just got back.
Let me see what the temperature is in the room.
Okay, it's about 5:45 now. Denise and I got back about 20 minutes ago from an excellent dinner at the restaurant here.
What did we put it on earlier?
Let's put it on 70. We had an extra dinner at a place called the Plaza 3. It's a steakhouse bar kind of set up. Very nice place. Expensive prices, but it is mine and Max's second anniversary tomorrow, and my first anniversary of being in business as Cutting Edge Solutions.
Oh, somebody's very happy puppy.
And if you want to see the site, you can go to www.cuttingedgesolutions.biz and see what we do there.
Bring me that squeak. You ready to work?
But what we're going
to
do now is,
you ready to get your harness tightened?
We are going to take you on a tour of the hotel from our 16th floor room down to the lobby. We're going to take the dogs out to the park. And once we do that, we're going to come back in here, go on the escalator from the first floor to the second floor.
Poor Max is not used to having all these buddies around. He wants to play, and they want to play. And
he sure does.
He's going to be doing so much obedience this week.
We're going to go to the second floor, and we are going to go pick up our packets.
Yeah, let's go to the second floor, and then we can take the escalator down to go out to park. How about that?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, you want to go to the second floor now?
Yeah, let's go get it. Yeah, because
it's not 6 yet.
It's almost 6. It'll be 6 by the time we get down there and wait in line. Ready?
You don't want to park in first and then come up and do that?
No, let's go to the second floor and then go down the escalator and out the park.
Come on, Max.
Then we can come back in and come up the elevator with our packets. Then we can go explore the 19th floor.
All right, that sounds good. We're going to explore the 19th floor where there's a weight room and pool and some other good stuff.
That's right.
So we're going to need to walk down our hall. We've got to walk down to the left here a little bit.
We walk to the end, and then we turn right.
Then in the distance, you hear the machinery from the vending machine and the ice machine.
We won't tell them that you can figure it out.
Couldn't figure what out?
Ice machine.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. What?
The ice machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Good boy, Titan, right?
Right, Max. We're going to have to make a right, and then we're going to have to make a left here in just a few minutes. You can't see the elevator.
Ooh, heat there.
Yeah, it's a fire exit door.
Oh, is it?
Or steps.
Or something.
Something.
Left by the elevator, left.
That's that
boy. Oh,
steady.
You.
Steady, Max. Boy's excited. Right. Find the elevator. Oh, nice.
That was for Marvin.
Nice. By the way, when Marvin and Mike get here,
shoot, left.
They're going to love this. Should have saved that here for the elevator, Denise.
Come on in. Push the button.
I'm already in.
Oh, you want me to push the button?
Yeah, you push the button. This here's a pretty moderately sized elevator.
Quicker than the one at D-Vax.
I'll bet.
There's only three floors and it takes 5 minutes to
and get now we're on number
three.
Two.
No, actually we're not. Wait a minute, are we?
Yep.
Oh,
let's
ground. Are you kidding? Oh, we didn't go to two. Come here.
You want to go to two now?
Let's come back up. All right.
Come on, Max. Let's go. Inside. Okay.
Quit it, you beast. Stop. All right, now we're on two.
All right, Max, forward.
Sorry, my fault.
Hi, boy. Let's make our way up here, and let's see what we got through this doorway here. We're on the second floor now. I see people to the right here. Steady, boy. Steady, Max.
You probably find a place to sit and wait until...
Yeah. Let's see when you find the stronger people.
Find where we're supposed to be.
I see one right here. Hey, how's it going?
Not sure. There's the escalator.
Oh, we're actually looking for where you pick up the packets.
ACB convention packets.
We're not sure. We're with another convention.
What floor is it on?
We thought it was on second. What a pretty view.
Yeah. Isn't it?
There's a window, and I can't tell everything, but it's in an arch. And I like archways anyway.
All right, Denise, let's make our way downstairs and go parking, and then let's ask at the desk. They don't know.
All right, left, find the steps.
Let's go, boy. Find the elevator. Escalator, rather.
Left, find the steps.
Okay, we're going to take the dogs on the escalator.
Left, wait a minute. Right, find the steps. I'm looking to see. It's two levels, and I'm not used to seeing it. Level here, and that goes down, and then there's... Up and down there. Okay,
were you looking for the registration area?
Yeah.
Yes.
I understood it was supposed to be on the second floor, too.
But where?
I'm wondering, is take it set up over there, and I'm going to go over and check it out myself.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go. Come on, Max.
Uh-huh. How big is the volunteer group?
Steady.
They wanted 600, but I don't know if they found that many or not. And, of course, today is a light day, so ask for 10 and then...
I went to the one in Iowa 5 years ago, and it impressed me how large of a volunteer group came out.
Well, I hope they got that many. I have no idea. Here's some empty set of tapes, so I'm wondering.
Steady.
Steady,
Max. Good boy.
This is a huge facility.
It is.
It's a nice one. Very, very nice one.
Have you been up on the third floor, too?
Not yet.
We haven't been there yet.
Conference rooms are, and...
That's where the exhibits are going to be starting Saturday.
You want to go up there, right? We can go while we're waiting to find
out where... Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's go explore the third floor here.
Time left.
Now, what's your name, by the way?
My name's Gail.
My name is Will.
I'm Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Nice to meet you. Titan Street.
Okay, right.
Are we going right?
Right, boy.
Oh, we're going to go up the elevator? Okay.
Yeah, you can't take the escalator there, Denise.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I was saying it was throwing me off because it looked strange.
All right, Maxie.
They have two escalator sets right there. One for the first to the second and the other for the second to the third.
Uh-huh. Now, all your buttons are on the right-hand side, which is good that they're all the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like those numbers.
Two sets like that before and inside it, depending on what one you're getting in, if you're making a right or a left.
That's right.
Okay, here we are.
Hi, Maxie. Boy.
Forward.
Let's go.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, they're going to do it here. I'm going to find out.
Hello.
Hey.
Do you know where the blind convention people are going to be registering at 6 o'clock?
Is it the second floor or this floor? Don't know.
Sony.
The pre-registrant status.
Where's the bigger packets?
ACB.
Not to register for the rooms, but to register for their convention.
Pick up our packets for the convention. I hear voices over there.
I do too. Let's go through that way, Denise.
Second floor. Yes, I think second floor because they got a big church thing going on down there.
I know. Yeah,
but if you're
true.
On this
but
floor,
the church
though,
thing will be over tomorrow, won't it?
One minute.
Over here by the escalators is the bathrooms to the right.
Okay.
The four conference rooms are right here.
Oh, nice.
There's four, three, two, and one over there.
Okay.
Whoops, excuse
sorry.
Me.
Max, you know better, boy.
And then down here is your...
where the exhibit hall is going to be?
Aloha room. I don't remember the names, but different rooms down here.
Various rooms for caucuses and that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, now I'm stepping on you. I stopped to look at the piano. There's a baby room. Grand piano.
Oh,
right
nice.
Here.
Listen, yeah, listen.
Floor is where most activities.
That's the baby grand.
Okay.
Nice, nice polished wood, you guys.
Well, the reason one of the reasons we came early is so that we can orient to the place without crowd.
Right.
Makes it a little easier. Well,
walk down
yeah, let's do that.
All right. Escalators, there's bathrooms.
Come on, Max. Steady. Steady.
Okay. Max, you'll do some more obedience, buddy. This is both dogs' first convention.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're excited.
Steady.
This is the St. John's room here.
Okay.
Looks like they have a class in there.
Yeah. Let's go forward.
Part of their church conference.
Yep. The dogs are doing a good job of that.
Boy.
Steady.
There's another St. John's room.
It's part of the other entry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
But they are on the second floor, too. Electronics room.
Steady.
And the door here. And this is the clear water room.
Okay.
And then all right, those doors go to the garage.
Oh, okay.
Can't read this that close. Service area. Emergency exit only.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
Straight.
Now we still didn't find out where we're going to register, did we?
Not yet.
I imagine it probably is on the second floor.
That's my thinking also.
So this is the dog's first convention. Is it your first convention too?
Mine too, yes.
But I went to Des Moines. 2001 with my first leader dog. Thanks,
Jay.
It's
remarkable, you know, how they can train them.
Absolutely.
This is good for their training.
Yes, it is.
To have a whole group like this together reinforces them to do it.
Oh, yes. Right. There's going to be a lot of dogs. They say you got to watch because, you know, dogs will be sniffing each other. And sometimes they get a little testy about
they
it.
They sure will.
Of course. I think that went to you.
But they get excited, oh goody, look at all these dogs for us to get acquainted.
You'd be sniffing everybody, Denise?
No, I'm glad we came with somebody.
I know there's
like they've already used that in glasses upside down on the table, it looks like.
I think
no,
that's...
the elevators again.
Is that terrace part out here where we're going to have the exhibit hall?
Yeah.
See. On the third floor?
Yeah.
It says Orlando Room, Business Center, Terrace Pavilion.
Yeah. Terrace Pavilion, that's
City
the one.
Terrace River Deck.
It is, okay.
And the other way was the Daytona Room, St. John's Room, Clearwater Room, Exhibit Boards.
Okay, good. Well, the exhibit hall is going to be down toward the terrace that way. Nice.
They got a lot of tables set up. I wonder if they used them yet for eating. All
along
here. Let's see, one, two, three, on the left, and three, four,
okay, so when we come off the elevators, we make an immediate right or left when we get to this hallway and they go off to where the exhibits are going to be.
Elevators you're in.
Nice.
That's true. When you
really
come
nice.
To the edge of the room there, you come left to come around.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we go back to the right.
Hi, right, boy. Let's go.
To the left would be your pavilion or whatever.
Right. All right, Will, let's go back to the second floor and see if there are any signs of life.
Let's do that. Right now it's about Yeah, we make a left and then another left here. Okay,
here's on the elevator. They have
it's about 5 minutes.
That is a huge number. I like that.
I think they put them up just for us.
I think so.
Excellent.
It's about 5 minutes to six now, so we should have some activity.
I have very low vision, very low, but I can still see my colors and and I can, like, I could spot the arch of the window, but I couldn't necessarily. I don't see in detail anymore. Mm-hmm. That's okay. In today's world, some things are better left unseen.
Oh, a lot of things are better left not seen. I can't believe the standards that people wear their clothes.
No.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you mean, like the shorts hanging off the butt.
Oh, and even like at work, the box of t-shirts that have the scoop in the front. I mean, who wants
let's see. Right, right. Grab it.
It's on the shed.
Let's go, Max. And. Good boy.
Hi.
Got a passenger riding with us here?
Leave it.
Okay.
Have two.
Do you want to go to two? Do you want to stop at two again?
Yeah,
let's stop at two again.
Okay. We'll see what's happening there, if we can find out where we're supposed to go.
Okay, sounds great.
Of course, the ACB pays my lad.
Okay. No, this is 30 to 16.
Make a right?
Yeah, make a right.
Good boy, Max.
Right back where we were, there's still nobody at that table over there.
Interesting.
Is that a room over there? Or is that a hall? That looks like.
I know over here they got the grand ballrooms as well.
I'm wondering where do the convention line.
ACB convention pre registration.
You know where they're going to get their packets?
Come on, Max.
Oh, here's a little office.
Steady.
Here. You can go in and check.
Steady, Max. He's excited.
He's anxious to run, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies.
It's an ACB convention that they're having pickups for pre-registration.
You want a registration? It's right over this way.
Okay.
Where we get the
pickups. Yeah, we already registered. We're going to pick up our packets.
Okay, it's right over here to your right hand.
Come on, Max. Let's go.
Right hand. Okay.
Would you like me to hold your arm?
I got it. Just go ahead and follow you.
No problem. Yeah, that's all your registration right here.
Was there a few
would you like me to finish walking?
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
See,
just now we're getting here with the stuff, honey. We're here last
steady, time. Max. I said steady.
All right.
It's a good thing you have him in hand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
To your right, there's some seats.
Okay, Will.
Come on, Max. One chair.
You sit there.
Here's one chair. Good boy.
You, Max, of course, is nudging me out of the way. What a surprise.
There you go.
Right there, sir. Okay.
Max is the alpha dog. Thank you.
No appreciate problem.
All right. You're all set then.
Thank you.
There you are.
Thank you.
Thanks, gal. Nice to meet you.
I'll see you.
All right.
I'll be in and out for 5 days.
Okay. Oh, sounds
thanks.
Great.
We'll be here.
All right.
Nice marble table. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're just sitting here waiting.
Come on over and have a seat.
Here's a chair.
Okay.
Yep, have a seat, guys.
Hi.
Hi. There we go. This is a nice place to sit.
Settle.
Yeah, it is.
Settle.
You settle down, Max.
Tighten.
You settle down.
Come. Maybe I'll go myself find out.
You settle down. Max.
That is set.
No. No.
There's another finch under the table.
Yeah, who likes
no.
me. If he's more interested in me.
Down. You know better.
I'm Dolores Coombs from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Will James from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, you're not far from home.
Nope,
what's
not far from home.
Dolores Coombs.
Yes. Dolores, I'm Denise James.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
And I'm Carolyn Hathaway from Washington, D.C.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Marilyn.
And you are?
Carolyn Hathaway from Canton, Ohio. You're from where?
Augusta, Georgia. Will James.
Oh, my goodness. Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, Augusta, Georgia.
I've seen it on the map, not
yeah.
been there.
We have, well, we have a friend who was born in Canton, and I don't think I've heard much about Canton.
Well, you don't watch
Cambridge.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
No. No. That would be the last thing I'd
say. Today, be a good boy. Huh. This is going to be good for your boys' training.
Max.
That's where Joanne was born.
Leave him alone.
That's if you're a football fan, you've heard of Canton.
Absolutely. I know I have.
All right, love sponge. Behave yourself.
We have two pups here.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Max is my leader dog.
Okay. I have Titan. Titan's my second leader dog.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Nettie's my fifth from Seymour.
Oh, how about that? All right.
Nettie?
Nettie.
How old is she?
Seven. You know what? If less people say their name a second time.
What kind of dog is she?
Golden. She was Maryland, huh?
Ours are goldens, too. I can have
mine is Will.
I can still
Will,
see
Will color. James.
And I can see the lightness in her face.
You know, I forget.
Yeah, my Mississippi boy.
This one here is Denise,
really,
though.
He died at 9 and a half. Oh, you two together. He
yes.
was totally white.
Denise and Will.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the... I know you'll tell me, but unless somebody repeats it twice, I forget them.
I'm Dolores.
Dolores.
That's it.
Coombs. From where?
Pennsylvania.
Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
A little town called Narberth, west of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. That end of... The other end of the state.
From Pittsburgh, yes.
From Pittsburgh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
And Canton Sea isn't that far from the Pennsylvania line.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's true, because Cambridge isn't that far. When we went to visit Corey and Missy, we flew into Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was about an hour from the border.
I fly into Canton. There's Canton Akron Airport. But okay. I'm closer to Cleveland than Pittsburgh.
And you're a hitchhiker from Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, Fred, hi. This is Marilyn Lutter.
Hi.
Have to go to Jacksonville to see people from Alexandria when you live in Washington, D.C.
How about that?
Small world.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know when you came over here there was somebody here that you knew once upon a time.
Well, I thought I recognized
You thought you recognized the voice?
The name and the face.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You people going to the pre-convention tour tomorrow?
Yes.
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 In St. Augustine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not. We're going to go to the ball game tomorrow night.
We're just going to take it easy tomorrow and get to know the area.
We're going to go check out the ball game.
You're one of those.
And then
we're doing
the city tour next week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I took a
ride.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the city tour Saturday, too.
Are you doing the city tour?
Yeah,
I decided not to wait for
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hear that's $3 a round trip.
That's $4.
$4.
If you're over 6, no.
Oh, well, that ain't me.
Saturday we're going to go on the little casino cruise.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
See, I don't gamble. I didn't put one nickel in the dime or anything in the slot
after
machine.
After that boat ride in Kentucky, I would never
we'll
get
take
on another
20
one.
Bucks or something.
Yeah.
It's gone.
We're not going to try to
gamble. Saturday, I got a board meeting and maybe shopping. In the morning, I'm going to
the same. Which board are you on?
That was old.
Was it the CCLBS?
Oh, okay.
The
power secretary. Ah, how about
that's
that?
That's why I went on it, but never again, I did that.
Fred's on the board. I'm secretary.
We did
that. And then I'm charged with the mixer.
When
Okay. Uh-huh.
A long time
right,
ago.
Right, I remember.
And, it was so...
Come on, Max, sit down.
Coming to life back then.
No,
sit down, Max.
Fine.
Stay.
I wasn't taking any
cruises. You're getting excited, aren't you, boy, huh?
I'm
going to get registered, go upstairs and eat the second half of my salad with a glass of water. And go to bed.
Ah, there you go.
Quarter after three is a little early.
It sure is.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's 5:30 or 5 in the morning, right
there.
Yep.
You left at 3:15?
No, I got up at 3:15. I left at 20 to 5. 5:40.
Okay.
But I left the house at 4:30.
Okay.
Oh.
When did you get here?
Well, 12:00.
Oh,
11:50.
Wow.
So you had a nice quiet afternoon.
Yeah, I got checked in and then ate and then went up and laid down and fell asleep for a little while. My husband called me up and woke me up and then I couldn't go back to sleep. So I unpacked and went for a walk.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to go explore, go toward the landing and see what's out there.
Look at that area and see what else is around.
I just walked up to the landing. It's mainly restaurants and there's a few little shops.
That's fine with me.
Registration is now open.
Oh, it's now open. All right.
It's now open.
How
many how many registrars?
All right. Hang on, Max. Let me push this under. Okay, wait. Heel. Good boy.
Okay.
Hang
on.
There's
not that many. Good.
You leave her alone, Max.
No. Behave yourself.
Max. Behave yourself. That's called a hell of a good lease correction.
What, yours?
Yes.
Well, he'll be all right.
But I didn't like it that it's
due reinforcement for the train.
Sure is.
Eventually, by the end of the week, they'll be ignoring each other.
This dog's going to hate me when it's all over with, though.
Remind them of what it would remember what they did when we were all in class with 23 other dogs.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. 23 other dogs in my class for sure, man. Max wanted to initiate play a lot. He hasn't done that here yet. I suspect it won't be long before Max tries to do that here. To initiate play. Max, what are you doing, boy? So looking around?
Yeah, they're being good.
Hi, boy. You wanted me to rub your head then, yeah? Okay.
My daughter waited until it came. Well, I kind of wanted to do it, but she just told me without letting me know that she was going to touch it. So I wasn't too happy with it.
So good.
All right. There's a Titan to my right. And then there's a Mexican to my left.
That's right. The diabetic seminar. I don't think I signed up for, but I'll probably go and pay at the door.
There you go.
Because that's the one they changed.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Uh-huh. The weekend we were going to be gone already.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm working it.
Good boy, Max. There's the Titan still to my left or right. Good boy.
Back up a little bit, Wilson.
No, they got it. I got it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. What was that?
A cart with good supplies and things on it.
Okay.
Not exactly sure. Look like copy paper boxes, but.
Oh, yeah, they're going to need plenty of that.
It's probably not copy paper. It's probably other files and things.
Yeah.
Just what it reminds me of from work.
Right. Well, at least they got cards.
I see those and go, oh, yay, we finally have paper, yay.
Yep, at least they got a card here. Nobody has to throw their back out.
Like it was as wide as my little bookcase at home.
Oh, yeah. I am so full.
I am too, man. That was a mega meal.
That was very, very good. We had a dinner at the Three Plaza restaurant downstairs.
We decided we'd do a treat on the first day.
Sounds like a plan.
Max, what are you doing? You looking at somebody?
Nothing, Daddy. No, I'll be a good daddy.
You're a good boy.
They're so beautiful.
Thank you. Man, it's warm in here.
Can I help you? How are you, Army Lane?
Oh, the one I keep talking to on the phone?
Yeah.
It could be. You never know.
That's up on the third.
Huh?
I'm right back here, and no, it's not.
It's not open.
No.
It's up in the corner. It's up on the third floor.
Since I just got here, no.
Next.
Tomorrow morning.
Next. There's another dog approaching you. That's what's going on. Tell you what, if anything, that air conditioner tail feels great. What?
People from the convention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Exactly. You eat up all the good meals on Sunday anyway. Get out of here. Oh, there's a dog whimpering. Yeah, you see all kinds of different behaviors with the dog. You should have heard this one earlier in the elevator. This lady was on the elevator with her dog and Max and Titan. And the dog wants to play and he goes, "Rark!"
Her dog's name is Captain.
Yeah.
I have a golden head between my legs.
Oh, you do?
I'm growing a golden.
I'll bet you are. I can't say, I can't really say, will you be crafting gold, because it comes out the wrong end. That's right.
That's right.
We sure are.
Ann and Sue?
Yes.
All right.
So that means we're meant to run into each other again.
Yes. Max.
Last year it was Nancy Trzynski. Every time we turned around, we saw Nancy Trzynski.
Oh, that's funny.
Which was nice, because she's nice.
Right, right.
You're a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
Golden. They're both goldens, yeah.
What kind is yours?
I'm a yellow lab.
Yellow lab, okay. Oh, okay. Ew, boy, I feel sorry for him this time of year.
Black
lab? Yeah.
Say in the heat.
In the heat.
Yeah.
Especially in this heat.
The goldens are suffering just as bad. It doesn't matter about the color of their hair.
My lab, though, loves to lie down on the deck in the sun, and it will be boiling hot.
Oh, God.
And I tell her, come on, let's go in. No, she just lies there. Then she gets up and comes in and walks down in the pool, but she loves it.
Max likes to do that, too.
They sun themselves in the yard and put your hand on them when they come in.
Yeah, they're boiling.
Feels like you're putting your hand on a stove.
Yeah. And they're panting away, but
yep. That's what they wanted.
It's making the bones feel good.
Yeah.
Apparently it's how they soak up vitamin C.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they don't produce it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Interesting. Next.
There's another golden there.
Sit.
A pretty girl with a white face.
Where? The land of the golden.
I haven't seen a single shepherd yet.
Oh,
oh, you will.
I'll be here.
You will. I guarantee you they'll be here.
Yep. Bossing everybody about.
Oh, yeah, or thinking they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where the bus is
going to
be?
For the tours?
No.
We've got to find, I guess.
Should be in the program.
We're all looking for the bus.
It'll probably be right out the front door.
That's my guess.
I imagine.
That's my guess, too.
Are you guys going to
St. Augustine?
Yeah.
No,
we're going to the ball game tomorrow, though.
We're going to explore the area tomorrow and go to the ball game.
Oh, that'll be nice.
We're going to sit behind home plate and have some beer and watch the ball game.
I've been to St. Augustine a couple of times, yeah.
I have, too.
Sounds really neat.
Yeah, I haven't ever been there.
And then we're going to on the casino cruise on Saturday. What are you doing? Hey.
What's your name?
You act like something bit you in the butt, boy.
Yeah. It's fine saying, yeah, Will's back here doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Lunch with you.
Yes. The one who said you're like Jeanette from Toronto.
Yeah.
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 I ate lunch with you the first day. The first day.
That's right.
Well, it is outside.
That's right.
Yeah. What people want to see why.
After Laura's gets
okay.
Laura's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Well,
she's a friend of mine, but she wants to go to
the school. Wait, yeah, we have lunch together.
Okay.
And we're just waiting to get our stuff.
Okay.
And
I had to sit down somewhere with other people and make sure.
There's not that many people waiting, but they're very thorough because they
yes,
go through the whole packet and tell you everything you've got.
And I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's the second most time, but it's right. It's fine.
I have a new dog. And there is a refund owed to you for $52.
She's not my cat. She's at home.
I think she's right on tour. Calling her for one of the tours, right?
Yes, it's in there.
Be there.
Yes.
Looking around the room, there's some people off to the left as well.
And
next, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Fighting. Oh.
I feel him on Laura's head. I don't know why.
Sniffing his brother.
There's a lot of people off to the left now. They're starting to congregate here.
Yeah.
I don't know if congregate's the right word, though. For the other convention, you know?
Do you want me to check your registration form and check your
ID and see what
the
ground is? I wonder where it would be correct.
That's why
there's
going to
be a bunch of people
to see. Well, we can look at tomorrow and go back to the door and order
it.
And
they're
here
to sit.
They have muffins
and
coffee.
Get off my
foot, you pig. Is Titan standing on you?
Yeah.
Titan, are you stepping on your daddy boy?
Of course, you know that line from South Park.
If it's regular, I don't know.
It's pig effer, is what it is, in case you're curious.
Now, which restaurant is
it? Beep.
That's right.
Eight steps.
Okay, and then you sort of go to the left, and there's a counter there.
Okay, that wasn't where I went before.
Yeah, later on tonight we might go down and have a few drinks at the Sports Bar. We don't have our fridge in the room. We got a little bucket full of ice.
I'll have to go down at 10 o'clock and take a shot.
I know, we can just go down and have some drinks then. But seeing as our fridge isn't in there, and we only got a couple of beers in the cool, in the bucket.
I'm going to ask my aunt to stand right there at the counter and shoot up.
There you go.
Back, put it in the refrigerator.
There you go.
Maybe I'll put one in the room tomorrow.
Yeah,
not like I didn't request it.
Yeah, expose your belly to them. Show them your belly.
Oh, everybody has a belly. It's going to hurt nothing.
We got an ice bucket in the room full, well, filled with ice and two beers in it. That's about the best we can do right now.
That carton has three shelves, a bottom, middle, and a top.
Oh, how about that?
Titan.
Next.
Max, the
Limon.
Other
one,
Titan, Denise, and
Will.
Okay, have a good time.
You too.
You
take care.
Nice to meet y'all.
Enjoy yourself.
Drink
how much?
Good boy.
Good boy, Max.
Behave yourself.
Steady. No, leave it.
Kimba.
Leave Titan alone.
Okay, I'll drop the harness. Okay.
Kissy. Nice
smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
I don't have
to. How old is Crystal?
She's not quite
right.
Three.
There you go, Max.
Okay.
How old is Titan?
He'll be six in September.
Wow.
There you go, Maxie.
Already? Hard to believe.
What kind of dog is Max?
He's a golden retriever.
Oh, so two golden.
Yeah, they're half brothers. They're Whistler pups.
Wow.
Yep, Titan is Whistler's first leader dog graduate, and Max is from her third.
I dropped Max's harness. He's looking around and greeting him. Hi, boy.
Leave Crystal Booty alone.
Max, Max, leave your head alone. Scratching at your ear again now.
Humans don't greet like that.
The goldens get those rocks, rocks will get itchy.
All right, come here, Max.
Yeah, ours are having a little bit of allergy trouble. They didn't last summer, but they are this summer.
What do you give them? Because, I mean, Benadryl would make them sleepy.
It's the same thing, Atarax. I can't remember what the ingredient is. It doesn't really zonk them out bad, like it does humans.
Yeah.
We don't need them being zonkers.
No, we don't.
No.
Not when we work.
This environment.
Yeah.
Especially this week.
Sippy was a golden too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He was a donated dog. And I never found out much about him when I went back to get Titan. They said he'd been given by a couple in Mount Pleasant. I can't ever remember.
Oh.
And they didn't have any information on him.
Well, Crystal's the first dog I've gotten that actually had siblings in class.
Okay.
It was sort of interesting.
Yeah, it is neat.
She had. Okay. She had four other.
Not yet. Name?
You go ahead.
Dan Weatherby. Oh, I'm sorry, did I butt
no,
in?
No, you go right ahead. Don't worry.
It's quite all right.
We have the Southern Husky.
We have no deadlines here, so.
Oh, that's good.
We have no deadlines.
Oh, I'll leave you. I'll leave you here. Leave it.
Excuse me?
And William James.
Okay. And I'm William James?
I hope so.
Well, you know, some people.
They're not
sure.
Like us.
I wasn't sure she was blind in that, you know?
No. She's quite excited.
And I have for you the St. Augustine tour for Friday, GDUI reception on Monday, GDUI river walk on Tuesday, GDUI luncheon on Wednesday, GDUI raggable tails on Wednesday, and GDUI downward dog on Thursday.
Excellent.
And there's also a reception.
Okay.
We have the baseball trip tomorrow, the casino tour on Saturday, the brewery tour Monday, the guide dog reception Monday.
Yes, right here.
The guide dog river walk on Tuesday.
Do you have the clips this year?
The guide dog luncheon on Wednesday, the beach party on Wednesday, Star Trek seminar and sushi on Thursday, guide dog downward dog take around on Thursday.
Oh, here are your tickets. You don't want to miss those.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
There are your tickets.
Okay.
Here we can get you a badge holder.
Okay.
Here is your badge.
Okay.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Okay.
You're making one thing for us, and then
they'll
do it after that.
The ACB
Sports Club's going.
Yeah.
Thompson James.
Okay. There's your badge holder.
Yes. I mean, print, not the name, no big deal,
but in your badge.
Okay.
Max. Max.
You're here, behind us.
All right.
Just start a new line.
Max, leave it.
Okay, Will. Will's up behind me.
I'm here.
Okay.
Time to behave.
Pretty good.
I got you with the.
No, I won't pitch you guys. You guys are working.
Hospitality party.
You want to be pitted?
The luncheon on Tuesday.
The hours are right. They'll do their jobs, but like, no pit this week. A lot of the
other
guys do that rotation.
You boys are unprofessional.
This again.
Oh, they'll still do their jobs even if they get hit.
They will.
I like to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Get away, Max.
Baseball trip tomorrow. Casino tour Saturday.
The boy, Max.
The brewery tour Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitality for Bits Monday. Bits luncheon Tuesday. Guide dog river walk on Tuesday. Martin Coffee tour on Wednesday, and the beach party Wednesday.
Right.
There are your tickets.
Thank you.
And you asked for a CP ROM program, right?
Yes, it is.
We have them, and I'll put it in your bag for you.
All right. Sounds great.
We signed up to get our little program, our little whatever daily things, or do you know that?
Is that included in there, or do you do that? Okay.
Do that.
All right.
I think we signed up for that, though.
I think we did, too.
I just can't
badge.
All right.
And your bag with your CD-ROM program.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're all set.
Okay, boys.
All right, Maxie boy.
You want to go park?
Hold on. Let me go.
You going to put your stuff in your bag?
Yeah.
I'll put my stuff in my bag.
Max. Max.
Okay.
You sure you don't want to go put these up and then go pack?
We can.
Okay.
We can.
Let's do that. That'll make it a bit easier on him. Okay. Take care, you guys. Hi, Max. Let's go. I see that. Yeah, since we got these bags, it might be easier to just go in and put them up. Steady, Max.
Poor Max. He's going to have a correction ring by the time we're done.
I know.
Left hand.
Right, right, right.
There's one opening right there.
Yes, I have too much on it.
Okay.
We can go. Okay, y'all.
Going up?
Going down.
Come on, Max. Let's go in.
Move it.
He's not gonna bug you.
He ain't nobody. No, he's there.
Don't let it shut.
He's not gonna
shut.
Come on in.
Thank you. Can you put 16 for us, please?
16?
Yes.
Thank you. I think it's so sad when people are afraid of them.
I know.
Whatever reason, you know.
Right.
They're such good boys.
Yes, they are.
But I can understand it.
Yep, me too.
Have a
blessed night. Thank you. You too, guys.
No time, not yet. This place is so big.
Oh, yes. So what's the dog's name?
I have Titan.
And mine is Max.
Max. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right, y'all have a blessed night.
Thanks, you too. Oh, yeah, we're rolling.
Oh.
We are rolling.
Poor lady. Well, she seemed really elderly, too.
I know.
Of course, Max just went barge in.
He always does that. It's the way that he comes in and goes to the elevator. So he's always done that. Hi, Maxie.
Good boy, right?
Let's go, boy. Man, I wish they had ARAM in the hallway here, but they don't. Wow. Steady.
I gotta conserve energy somehow in this giant building.
I know.
I hear somebody getting ice.
Yeah, me too. Of course, I got hours earlier.
Did you have everything in your little packet?
Yeah. And my tickets are railed too. Yeah, I like that.
I think they all are.
Well, we'll go over the contents of the bag when we get back to the room from parking.
Okay.
This way everybody that is not here can see what you get in the bag.
Okay.
Martin. All
right. Right, find the door.
Good boy, Max.
Good boy, Titan. Let me get my key out. In you go, boys. Go get some water.
All right, with a cursory glance in the bag here, my CD-ROM, we got a cassette tape. We didn't even bring a tape player.
No.
Got another CD-ROM. I got two CD-ROMs in here. My badge, my tickets, and a book in Braille. And some printed material. Oh, I'm mistaken. Here's some more Braille. They give you Braille copies of what they give you in print here. Pretty nice. And even more Braille. And like I said, when we get back, we'll go over all this stuff.
Squeak-a! Oh, he's happy dog.
But yeah, we are officially here at the convention, and we officially got our bags, so I'd say we are all set.
Detectable warning
plates.
Really?
Okay, one of these CD-ROMs are in Braille. It says Freedom Scientific 2006 Product Catalog. Well, why do I need that? I work for him. That's funny. Well, that's pretty cool, man. They must have paid some big bucks to get that recognition in there. How neat.
You know, they have competition, you know.
Absolutely. I'm just adjusting the mics here real quick, you guys.
Adjusting again? Yes. Sight.
Starting to hurt my ear. What, are you looking at your bag now?
Six. Well, I just opened it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. You want to see what's inside.
2006.
All right, we got a dog sitting up here, and it is
Titan.
A Titan. Come here, Max.
Wow, wee, did you hear that? Oh.
We're going to get the dogs fighting.
Really? Wow. That's called pent-up energy, Daddy.
Yes, it is.
Wow, American Council of the Blind. I can't read it. July 8th through 15th. This is my big condition program.
Oh, okay.
Bridges to Opportunity, it says.
And mine is on a CD-ROM. It's not marked, but
well,
it's on a CD-ROM.
Well, that's right. You asked for a CD-ROM.
Yes.
It's not marked in Braille?
It's not marked in Braille, but it's the only CD-ROM that is in a regular, well, let me take the CD-ROM out and see if it.
I was going to say, let me see it and I'll tell you.
There's no marking on the CD-ROM either. It looks like somebody went to Sam's and got a bundle of CDs and just copied the crap on here.
Hey, that's good enough.
It's good enough for me. I requested it.
Here's my Jaws one. One.
That's funny.
I guess that's what that is.
That is.
My Braille finger hurts. Oh, it is. I see their logo.
Your Braille finger hurts.
Yeah, that's the one I cut on whatever the other day.
Oh.
Right where I would be using to read.
Yeah, there's a cassette tape in here. I don't know what the cassette tape is.
On. I can't believe we didn't bring anything to play that on.
I didn't know they would give us cassette tapes, but here we go. I got some printed material here. Looks pretty big too. Right, let's go through the rest of the stuff here. Told you about the Freedom Scientific product catalog.
Of course, there's no refrigerator still. I guess that will be coming tomorrow.
Guess so.
It better be.
My CD, my tickets, and you guys heard what my tickets were. The CD-ROM, the badge, the cassette tape. All right, let's go and start pulling things out. Here's some more printed stuff.
I'll have to look at it for my scope here. The scope one.
And more printed stuff. It's one sheet there. One sheet thereabouts. All right. And we got some Braille. It says, creating and following vehicle and pedestrian routes and announcing that the destination is on the right or left side of the street. Searching for points of interest along 50 categories. I must have got the back page here. It looks like that's what I did. Let me flip it over and see what this is.
Oh.
It is called.
What was that?
That's my mail.
Oh, this cassette says Narrative Television Network Twilight Zone double feature.
Oh, neat.
So I guess we got two episodes of the Twilight Zone on here.
How about that?
How cool.
Okay, here's what the Braille is. It says, DeWitt and Associates and the Sendero Group proudly introduce Teaching and Learning the Sendero Group, a training guide, updated to include the exciting new features in version 3.5.
Don't you kill that.
Teaching and Learning the Sendero Group will help assistive technology trainers and mobility instructors who need to train their students, parents who want to teach their children, and individuals who want to teach themselves. Using plain English, this training guide includes automatically announcing the name of the current street and the closest intersections, nearby points of interest, and nearest addresses. And then we continue on the other side. creating and following vehicle and pedestrian routes and announcing that the destination is on the right or left side of the street. Searching for points of interest among 50 categories, such as restaurants, food stores, bus and train stations, and ATMs. Exploring the local neighborhood or any neighborhood in countries where maps are available from the comfort of an easy chair. For detailed information, contact DeWitt and Associates, sounds like a lawyer firm, toll free at 877-447-7500 or at sales at, and then it's got a drop period, and then we got DEWITT.com. I don't know if that is proper or not. I am thinking that it's something short here, like two D's. DeWitt and Associates, though, so that don't make sense. The braille's a bit messed up there. All right. What else have you got there,
Denise? This printed catalog thing right here says Beyond Sight, it's a low vision and blind products catalog.
I do want to go by their booth. And we got another printed handout here.
It's a little like pamphlet little thing.
Yeah, mine's there's one that's got three rings in it, like you can put in the three ring binder.
Yeah, it says EJIW East Jordan Ironworks. Quit it! Quit that! I'll smack your schmoo. First you're killing the whoopee, then you're eating yourself. Quit. As I was saying. Let's see. Detectable warning plates. I'm not sure what that is. Made in USA. I'm not sure what a detectable warning plate is.
I'm not sure either.
Detectable warning plates. The natural, durable choice.
Okay.
Resistant to the elements.
Wow.
What does it do? Sound off when somebody comes to your door?
I don't know. Right,
very well.
Very light.
Let's see. This little thing that feels like it's a bunch of stickers or something? This might be a catalog book.
Might be.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville Landing.
Good. You got to see everything that they have.
Oh, I think it might be coupons for the landing places.
All right.
Yeah, man. I'll have to look at it better. Oh, I didn't bring my other magnifier. Benny's Steak and Seafood, but those are big enough
yes.
to read. Oh, they're coupons. Yeah, man. Okay. I bet there are most of the restaurants. I'll read that later. Let's see. This. Kitchen collection.
Okay.
Dog, are you chewing on yourself?
Oh, I got another. Do It and Associates announces courseware for assistive technology trainers. Consistent training right out of the box. One of the difficulties in managing a staff of trainers is the need to make sure that all consumers receive consistent quality training. Our courseware, this is only one page by the way, provides a framework to ensure that consistency without restricting creativity. Our easy to use lesson plans can be used on their own or trainers can add their own lessons. Each lesson has targeted goals, assessment tools, and record keeping to ensure that all consumers are receiving the same high quality training. Our courseware includes student assessment tools and sequential lesson plans. I think I mainly got all this stuff because I'm in bits. I'm betting
it
was
it. No, I got it too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right here. There's two DeWitt Associates handouts. And there's also the Kurzweil National. Did you get that one?
I'm going to let you know here. Anyway, we're going to put this one down
that
here and go
Braille.
On.
The Kurzweil National handout is Braille.
Oh, good.
And one that's printed that is not in Braille. Look inside. Four touch of genius. Look inside for touch of genius. But it's the letter number four. See, I'm sorry, I grew up in Catholic school. You wanted to say four, you better damn well spell the word F-O-R.
Here's the last of my Braille handouts. Flipping it over. And it is indeed the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. The revolution is here. All right. I'll go look at that on the floor and I'll make sure to get you guys some footage of this.
This one of these, this little single page flyer, order from the National Braille Press. It's a Braille Press advertisement.
Cool. If you want to go see the website for this Kurzweil reader, it is www.knfbreader.com.
Humanware. That's not in Braille. It's a Humanware brochure.
Mm-hmm.
Humanware. A Maestro. What's a Maestro?
That is their PDA.
Okay. 2.0 is out.
Ah, okay. Well, good. We'll make sure to get some footage of seeing that as well.
Is that the same thing as the Trekker?
It is similar to it, yes. It's the PDA
like
that they want.
It looks like the Trekker.
It's the PDA that they use with the Trekker. All right.
Okay.
Putting all my goodies back in the bag here.
And that's for the money. Is that it? No, there's a summer prices. Summer prices from National Braille Press. It's a four-page brochure.
Right. And we'll be sure to go by their booth as well.
And then a little flyer in here.
I don't see anything with the...
like a half page.
Uh-huh.
Sendero ACV 2006 Conference Highlights. Sendero GPS. The Cadillac of accessible GPS systems.
And we are going to go to that on Sunday.
It is better to travel, hopefully, than to arrive. That's strangely put.
It's all a marketing pitch.
Specials. Conference specials.
Ooh, conference specials. Oh, what is that?
Sendero GPS version 3.5. Are you ready for this price?
Yes.
$1,499, $100 off.
Well, that ain't too bad.
5% off Braille Note and Voice Note products. New ID Mate Omni, $1,249.
$50 off. I think I'll still wait on the Trekker and see what their price is, and I do want to see how each stack out to the competition for Sunday whenever we do the GPS challenge.
There's my tickets.
It's really nice how they got these tickets brailled.
Miss James, large print.
That is way cool how they got this done.
Yeah, it's nice because the first thing they have on the top is your badge, and then they have all the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball game, Friday, July 7th, 6:15 p.m. Hooray!
Can't wait to take the recorder here and let you guys hear a bit of baseball action. And here are my tickets here. So it's a baseball game trip. Friday, July 7th, 6:15 p.m. Gives you the time. My next ticket.
You gonna wear your name tag or you gonna wait?
I'll wait. Sun Cruise Casino Tour, Saturday, July 8th, 6:45 a.m. That's 9:45. A typo. That is a typo.
My large print one says 9:45.
Okay. Busch Brewery Tour, Monday, July 10th, 2:30 p.m. Next one we got is Hospitality Bites with Bits, Monday, July 10th, 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, I didn't pay for that, but I can go and pay at the door. You can put, right?
Yes, you can. Bits Luncheon, Tuesday, July 11th, 12:30 p.m. That's when the blind DJ is going to talk, you know.
Yippee.
And we'll definitely get that. Most of you may know who the blind DJ is. If not, he's a guy who caused some trouble some years ago. Unlike me.
I'm sure that recorder caught you being read to at the table, didn't it? Or were we acting too loud in the background?
No, it caught it, but all she read was what the tickets were. Ouch. I'm reading the times here that we're supposed to meet. Oh. These are times we're supposed to meet. GDUI Riverwalk, Tuesday, July 11th, 8 p.m. My next ticket, Martin Coffee Company Tour, Wednesday, July 12th, 12:30 p.m. And the last one is Beach Party Tour, Wednesday, July 12th, 5:45 p.m. And then the rest of the time, I'm free, man.
Our tote bag says Jacksonville, where Florida begins.
Cool.
Compliments of. I'll have to something. I can't read it. I took my scope off.
Oh, that's fine. All right, let me go put my bag down here.
Oh, cool. And on the other side, this is neat. American Council of the Blind, ACB. How neat.
Yeah, that is.
July 2006. I don't remember the Iowa one. Having a bag that actually said that on there. That's awesome.
That is. It's real nice. All right. It's about 6:50.
I'm doing more guide dog things than Will is.
Yes.
You didn't let me go over mine.
Go ahead over yours.
Of course, the baseball game, same as yours. Sun, the gambling cruise, same as yours. Let's see. Busch beer, same as yours. GDUI reception, Monday, July 11th, 10th, at, I can't read it. I took off my scopes. 8 p.m.
Use them braille skills.
Oh, all right. My braille finger hurts.
That's okay. Use it anyway.
My braille finger. It hurts.
You know, the kiss it didn't make it better.
Oh, no, because you bite it. Eight,
okay.
I have to think about it. It's been so long since I did the braille, you know.
Oh, that's all right.
GDUI Riverwalk, same as you on Tuesday. GDUI Luncheon, Wednesday, July 12th at 12:30. Beach Party, same as you. Star Trek, they have a Star Trek seminar and social. On Thursday, July the 13th.
I will hang loose from that.
At 1:30, it's only an hour.
Yeah.
And then GDUI, a downward dog.
Downward dog, I'll hang loose to Marvin and Mike then.
Thursday, July 10th, 13th. I figure your parents will come and have an early dinner.
Yeah.
And I'll go and do that afterwards.
That's my thinking too.
And I might crash the bits thing and stuff like that.
Sounds good. We go check the beer here.
Our podcast.
Yes, it is. They are almost ready. We need more ice, though.
You still want to park the dogs on this one, or wait?
Yes, yes. Let's go park the dogs and describe the layout of the park place, and then let's explain the first floor to everybody. Then we'll come back on up here and wrap things up for today.
All right. Let me get another bag in case Titan feels so moved.
I've got one in my packet. And I got some in his harness.
Did you put one or two in Titan's?
Two. I put two in there. Good one.
There you go, Marvin. All right, boys, you ready to go park?
Ooh. And there go the dogs.
Gotta spray. Ew, you had to walk through that.
Well, I'll smell nothing.
Ew.
Yeah, we'll have to get some ice whenever we come back because it's starting to melt here and I need to drain the water out of here. But we'll do that when we get back.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring the fridge tomorrow like I asked for.
I feel relatively cold, but damn it, it's not the same.
Okay, boy.
I can say damn it, I'm one cool tech.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
You must be respectful.
Absolutely.
Other human cohorts.
Absolutely. You're my what?
Our other human cohorts in life.
Oh, in life. Okay, I thought you said something else.
No, life.
Did oh, okay.
That shit right?
Yeah, I did. All right, let's go. Away. Yep. Let's go there, Maxie boy. All right, we're on the 16th floor and we're getting ready to go down.
Nice goodie bag.
Made a left out of our room here, by the way. In case we didn't tell you before.
I think we did.
I think we did, too. I don't remember either. We've been recording for a while, so. How's it going?
All right.
I'm actually... Good boy. Oh yeah, we're gonna go. Aren't we gonna go to the 19th floor as well?
Yeah, after we park them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Good boy, Titan.
Hi, Maxie.
Uh oh, the number fell off over there.
Oh, it did.
Big giant number.
Oh. Is it where the dogs can get it?
Stay, but I'll put it
back up. Okay, good for you. That's mighty white of you.
You know that means the glucophage is going to talk eventually. Ooh, onions already. Onion straws. Oh, right.
Find the elevator.
Going down? Tighten here. Tighten, leave it. Behave yourself.
Alrighty.
Did y'all already push one? Or ground?
Are you going ground?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Please. Thank you. Well, we're going to pick up a bunch on the way.
Yep.
Come on, Max, over. Me so we
come on,
Max.
Come on, Max. Get back over here. There you go.
Stroller.
Oh, how about that?
Being very quiet.
Those are not little ones.
Not by a long shot.
They're on short leashes, though. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah,
alrighty. Hey. this the Grand Floridian's?
No, that was two.
Thought so.
Two or three. They're having a little, I guess, a little church banquet thing.
Yeah.
They're dressed, all dressed very nice.
Man, they sure were. Well, we look like bums compared to them. Jesus.
That's all right. We're supposed to look like bums.
All right, we're on the ground floor. And to my right, where you hear the noise, that's the bar, sports bar.
This other restaurant on the left here is the one that's open.
Trellis's.
2:30 or whatever, lunch.
Yeah. And then it's open from 5 till 10, I think. Good boy, Max. Good boy. No, it's not. We're walking back by the escalator. And we got a, and there's another restaurant that we just passed. Her silverware clinking. Outside, find the door, Max.
Oh, that's right. They're open for 10.
Outside, find the door, Max. Outside, find the door.
Good boy.
Ooh.
Wow, what a breeze.
All right, when we go out this door here, we're going to make a right and then we go straight. And it is rain. I thought it was raining, but it's not.
It is gray and cloudy, though.
Yes, it is. Steady. It cooled off out of here. I do like that.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Hi there.
Hey. Hey. How are you?
Steady, boy.
Steady.
Time to give him another ride.
Okay.
Hi, boy.
Baby puppy.
Left.
Hang on, let me take your harness off.
All right, boy, let's get your harness off here.
You really need to take the wee wee tight. I know you haven't gone taking a wee wee since 5 o'clock.
All right,
go.
Hold on, Max.
Trash can's talking.
Yep.
All right, Maxie.
Trash can's talking.
Uh-huh.
What did it
Park
say?
Park time, said relief area.
Oh. Go park.
Go park. Park time. Park time.
You're scratching to beat the band here, Max. Let's go park. Let's go park.
Park time. Park time.
Go park.
Go park.
Go park, Max.
Park time.
Go park, Max.
Park time, Titan.
Go park, Max.
Park time, Titan. Don't pee on your brother.
Come on, Max. Go park.
Park time.
Go park, boy. Go park, boy.
Go park, boy.
Go park, Max.
Park time.
Go park, Max. Go park, Max. Go park.
Titan.
He is. Listen to that.
Good boy.
You can
Good
hear Titan
boy,
peeing.
Titan.
How about
Good
that?
Boy.
He's still going.
Watch the poles.
Max.
No, Max. Leave your brother alone. Leave it. Good boy, Titan. Good boy. Good boy. I don't know why he's holding it all day.
All right, boy. Let's go park.
Titan's a funny dog. Doesn't like to go away from his yard.
I think he might be going here.
Go
hang
there,
on.
Daddy.
All right, let's go, Max. Go park.
Good boy.
Go park.
Good
go park.
Boy.
Go park.
All right, you done?
Go park.
He's looking for a treat.
Go park, Max.
Yes,
go park.
Oh, he gave me a treat earlier. I'm looking for a treat now.
Go park, Max. Come on, let's go park.
You rock dog. Good boy.
All right, I guess we'll have to try you later on, boy.
We will.
You not want to go park.
Good out there now.
Yeah, it does. All right, boy. Come here, Max. Let's harness you back up.
Max, get your harness on first. No, sir. Max,
come here, Max. Come
get
here.
Your harness on.
Come here, Max.
Get in harness.
Come here, Max. Let's get
Titan,
in harness.
I have it.
Let's get in harness, boy.
Okay.
Come here, Max.
Here. Sit. Sit.
They're both sitting.
Good boys. That's what we do.
He won't. He wanted that treat first.
Swung around and scooped up the wood chips with your butt.
All right, that's it, boy.
Oh, yeah, come on, the hotel probably loves you guys.
Let's get in harness here. Come on.
Fun brushing this out of you tonight, boy.
Come here.
Hey, guys.
Max! You're not harnessed up yet.
That's okay. That's what vacuum cleaners are for. Actually, they don't off. Mister?
Okay, harnessing the doggy up.
Can't help myself.
All right, there you go, Max.
All right, equal rights, that's equal right. That's it. All right, Daddy, rest the wood chips off his butt.
Come here, Max.
Come here, Max. Come here, come here. Come here, come here, come here. Oh, you'll live.
You got him?
All righty.
All right.
For the most part.
Okay, appreciate it.
Ready? All righty. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, Max. Straight, find the curb.
Find the curb.
Find the curb.
Good
find
the
curb.
Boy.
Curb.
I am so glad you decided to go tinkle.
Find the curb.
It's like a little.
Good boy, Max.
Border.
Good boy, Max.
Good boy, tight.
All right, let's go, boy. Inside. Let's go to the 19th floor now.
The park area. We didn't describe it, did we?
No, we didn't. Describe it to you underneath.
That was Chris from Poop Scoops. Let me come up closer so you won't miss hearing me. He's with Poop Scoops. He said this is his third ACB convention. And they make like a square. That's probably a 6x6 square on the pavement, and they're covered with wood chips. Kind of looks like sand, but it's wood chips. And as the dogs use it, we clean up after them left by the door.
Inside, find the door.
He replenishes the wood chips. But he also has treats there for them to get them to encourage the dog to like their new park space.
Okay, Maxie. Now we're walking back in the hotel. To the right of us is the Three Plaza restaurant.
No, that's behind us.
Oh, it is, huh?
We have to turn a walk the other way to go there.
Actually, when you walk in the front door, it's not directly to your right?
No. Well, yeah. You turn directly to the right and walk straight down.
Right. Okay, and we're kind of making a diagonal left here to go toward the counter and the elevator.
Counter straight ahead of me.
Steady, Max.
Right. Around this restaurant,
Trestles.
Yep,
Trestles.
Trestles.
Uh-huh. Boy, it smells good, whatever they got in there.
And straight ahead of us here, past the elevators, left by the elevator, there's the sports bar.
Right, the Joe's Sports Bar, which we'll be going into later on tonight.
See, it's got all the TV screens.
Yep. It's got loads of them. Hi, Maxie.
Okay, we have people checking in and stuff.
I see that.
We'll take our time. Leave it, Max.
We'll see you after.
Skip in the cart.
Leave it.
There's one right there, and they'll go on in.
Oh, there's another one, too.
Let's see,
where
is the other one
being
at?
To the left of the first one.
Yeah, it'll come back if it goes. I think it should.
Yep. Push the button again there, Denise.
I can, the button's over here.
Oh.
That's all right.
Hi, Max. Good boy. We'll just wait for the elevator here.
Yes, it'll be a matter of a minute before another one comes in.
So basically the way this hotel's laid out like a big U, sort of. Oh, there's one.
Here we go, it's right behind the heel.
Come on, Max, let's go.
Good boy, Titan.
Hi. Come on, Max, inside.
All right.
Whoops, sorry.
Let me come around this way. 19 is the top floor.
I would think.
We're going up to check out the weight room and whatever they have, the pool and whatever they have up here.
Let's see if we can make it all the way up.
We made it all the way.
Yes. All right. Uh-huh. All right, let's go check out the 19th floor here. Top floor in the hotel. Down below us is where all the president's suites and that kind of thing is. But up here, we have a wall, and then we make an immediate right.
Let me go. I think that's just the back wall that way, right? You can't go any further.
Probably not. Hi, Max.
Hi, Tatum.
Hi.
Good, how's you?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, it's just the back wall. I guess this is the way they're all laid out.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go see.
Let's go, buddy. I think we need to go right or left here, Denise.
Right here, and I'll
if I can tell.
It's not written in Braille?
There's rooms to the left, non-smoking. To the right, there's more rooms. Then there's ice and vendors. Fitness center. Outdoor pool.
Outdoor.
Spa and sauna. Okay.
Outdoor, huh?
Matter of fact, that's where they're going.
All right, well, let's go take a look.
Tight, straight. I think that's where they were going.
We'll just find it.
We just wanted to kind of check out and see where the fitness room and all was at.
Yeah, we were
just going to. Okay, we'll tag along. Thanks, Daddy.
Ooh, hot and stuffy in here, too.
There's an exercise room straight ahead here.
Okay.
And this is the pool on the left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the towels are always right here.
Oh, they got towels here. Nice.
Nice.
So if we do want to come up and take a dip, we don't have to worry about bringing the towel. How about that?
Nice. Door on the left.
You good?
Yes.
Wow.
Got it, Will?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. Hi, Max. Go in. This is really weird being up on the 19th floor and the roof at a pool.
But it's not like you can look down because and see over the edge or anything, because where we're at, I'm looking straight at the pool, but there's building around the whole perimeter.
Where's that breeze coming from? Oh, overhead.
The sky
okay.
is above us, but it's not like you got to go over to the edge and look down at the river or the ground.
Neat.
It's enclosed in the building up here, the rest of the enclosed 19th floor.
Wow. And there are people in the pool, as you can hear.
Yeah, let's go in the fitness room and look and see what's in there. Time right, left by the door.
All right, find the door, Max.
I'm sorry, Max. Left by the door, Max. Left, left.
This is not the aquatic center, boy. Your buddies aren't here. What?
You made me step on your dog. I'm sorry, Max.
I did?
Yeah.
I was trying to get him to go right, or left, rather.
Okay.
Come on, Max.
He said the sauna's directly ahead.
Yes.
You can feel the heat from the door there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel that. Hi, Maxie.
Wow-wee.
Inside.
Oh, good. They have some nice treadmills.
Let's see. Over here to the left.
A cross trainer. Vending machines there.
Yep.
Oh, you'll know how to use these weight machines. You do the variations.
These are the ones where you stick the pan in for the numbers. All right, good.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to feel them.
Let's feel
that. Yeah, it is. That one right there to your left is a chair thing?
Yes.
Feel over there, it is the same kind you use at the aquatic center.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what you do on this one is you sit down and you put your legs right here.
There's a door to go out in the pool from here too.
Neat.
A Pepsi machine on my left. So they're equal rights around here. They have Coke and Pepsi products.
Nice.
I don't know how digitally.
I don't either. Hold on, let's see. Okay, easy. I see it now.
I think there's a
VoIP
over there, like
the
aquatics.
Okay, let's go and do a couple of leg lifts here. All right, there you go. And those are where you just point your legs straight out. All right, let's move up here where Denise is. What's that?
I said there's different weight machines over here. Like you use at the aquatic center, you have
mm-hmm.
to fill them up and check them out.
Yeah, I have to do that. I have to make my rounds on them.
Yeah. Plenty of treadmills.
That'd be up your alley.
Well, actually, a cross trainer would. More weight machines on the right. There's treadmills in the middle.
Nice. And of course, they got a TV and as you hear.
And these are those little, or whatever, you ride them like a bike machines right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's not step on the person doing the crunches.
We wouldn't do that, Nelly.
There's some free weights right here.
Yeah.
On the right. Ooh, too heavy for me to pick up, actually.
See you later.
Right there.
Okay.
These are the recumbent bikes. I'm not
that they are written in print where you can read what they are. Yeah, let's come up here and work out one day.
Elliptical, that's right. Well, after the dinner we ate tonight today.
Well, we'll do some working out.
Nice. Yeah, I'll come get on the elliptical.
We'll do some other working out.
Okay. There's three ellipticals there. One, two, three. Well, that's more like a stepper right there. I hear you. You can't put that on blast. Beep. Find the door.
They don't know what we mean. Some people don't.
Beep.
Some people have no idea. Oh, now, what's in the vending machine here? Unfortunately, I don't think he's brailled. That one's not, I know.
It looks pretty empty. There's a couple things on the top. This is a Gatorade. This is a Gatorade machine.
Oh.
This right here is chips and stuff. And then on the other side of that first machine, going toward the door, is a Pepsi machine by the trash can.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go and make our way back down to the room. The sauna would be nice to go in if you want to just go sweat it out for a few minutes here.
No, thank you. Too hot. You're on the right.
That'd be excellent. Actually, this door on my left.
Well, I was turning around, so it's on my right.
It's on my left.
You just have to adjust. There's a water fountain on the left past the bathroom, between the two bathrooms.
Oh, nice. Well, we are on the 19th floor here still.
All right,
anyway, forward.
All right, tight heel.
All right, Maxie. You don't like that door, do you?
Because it's on the wrong side, left.
All right, so all we got to do is go down three floors, and then we can unload this puppy and go work out. What?
Left. Over here.
All righty.
Morning.
16. Yep, 16. Poor doggy is hot. Max is panning to meet the band.
I hope that they're stop itching soon.
I hope so. Hi, boy. Steady, Max. Hi, boy. Hey, how are you?
Good boy, Max.
Good boy, Max. Max sent me a wide berth left and then right. He did good. He did good, as always. Enough of boy.
Did I? I've been so bad.
All right, welcome back to the room here. Hey, how are you? That's Max's harness hitting the wall.
Yeah, he was
steady.
She had three little girls.
How about that? That's cool.
Pretty little dresses.
That's cool.
And they were being very good.
Really nice.
And quiet, walking on the opposite side for the puppies. In you go.
Inside, Max.
All right.
We're back home, or our home for the next 8 days.
That's right.
And next time we'll be talking to you is, I don't know. We do plan to do some things tomorrow. We might record us taking a look at the landing. We'll see how things go. So that may be the next thing you hear. If not, next thing you'll be hearing is the ball game. So, they'll do it for us for Thursday, July...
Want your harness off?
Sixth. If you want to contact us, you can go to lote.willanddenise. That's willanddenise.com. You can go to that page and leave us a comment. We could give you an email address.
Max.
But I think a comment will work just fine because that goes directly to my email and then I can respond to you. All right, so you guys take care and we will speak to you next time from Jacksonville again. We just don't know when.
There you go, buddy.